Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Made Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called Storybird.ai. And Storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free, there's no credit card required, and kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.
Welcome to Made Up Stories. My name is Charlotte. Go to makedupstories.com to join the Made Up Club. Made Up Stories is the best podcast ever. Tell your friends.
All right, Jesse, what do you want tonight's Made Up Story to be about?
I want it to be about a flashlight that whenever you shine it at something, it turns into the sun, and then it's the day.
The flashlight turns into the sun, or the thing that you pointed at turns into the sun?
The light.
Okay. So it's a flashlight that when you turn it on and shine it, that it turns into the sun. Jonah, is there anything that you want to be in a story?
I want a house with wings that when you touch them they disappear, and but they are replaced with a button that you can press and they go right back.
So, Jonah, you want a house with wings, and if you touch the wings disappear, but there's a button that you could press to make the wings come back?
Yeah.
Okay, and Jesse, you want a flashlight that when you turn it on, it turns into the sun?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids whose names were Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse lived in an olden days town on a cobblestone street. And they had a house that was white and made of cement. And next to them on the street, every morning, they would hear people shout, "Aguacantes, aguacantes." And whenever they would look outside in the morning, they would see a man that had a chicken. And he would hold the chicken up on top of his head. And then out of the chicken would come a golden egg. And the man would put his golden egg in the basket, and he would walk around the cobblestone streets in the morning and shout, "Aguacantes, aguacantes." And then he would hand out the golden eggs from the chicken that he held over his hand, over his head, to whoever wanted it. And so everyone in that town, in that old town, including Jonah and Jesse, they used to get up in the morning because those golden eggs, if you open them up, they had a little car that was made of chocolate. And the kids could eat the chocolate. And sometimes the chocolate was hollow inside and there was a toy inside the chocolate. And the toy could be a race car or different kinds of things. And so Jonah and Jesse, every morning, they would wake up and they would try to get one of the golden eggs in time. And sometimes their parents didn't want them to eat the chocolate before it was like breakfast time and before they went to school. So they would have to save up the golden egg and then only open it after they got home from school and they could have a little snack. And all of the kids in this town, they loved to eat the chocolate that was in these golden eggs. But one day, Jonah had an idea.
And then they got up normally in the morning, and Jonah's idea was to, they always said, call when they opened chocolate, call when they opened the egg, and then there would be a call that zooms around, and then they picked it up and ate it. Then Jonah said, chocolate frog, and then a chocolate frog came out bouncing around an egg.
And so the eggs that the kids would open, sometimes if the kids thought about a particular thing, then when you opened up the golden egg, inside would be that thing. Like if you thought of a little frog that could jump by itself, then that's what would be in the toy. But one day, Jonah and Jesse were thinking, and they said, what if we didn't eat the chocolate that's inside these golden eggs? And what if really the reason that we get them every morning is that we're supposed to save them up and put them in a certain part of the house? And Jesse said, but I want to eat my chocolate every day. And Jonah said, well, maybe it's good for the house to have these golden eggs. And so Jesse and Jonah, every morning when they got their golden eggs, instead of eating the golden eggs, they would put them in a corner of the house, right where the wood on the floor meets the cement on the wall, right at that corner. And they would line up those golden eggs every day, and they did it for 3 weeks. And every day when Jonah and Jesse woke up and they looked at the eggs, they would see that the golden eggs would fall into the wooden floor a little bit more, and they were sinking deeper and deeper into the floor. One day when Jonah and Jesse got up, they saw that all the eggs had disappeared and fallen into the wooden floor. And Jesse looked out his window, and he heard the man say, aguacantes, aguacantes. But when he heard the man say that, Jesse saw that there were golden wings on his house, and the house was flying up in the air, far away from the man on the street below them, with the chicken held above his hand, above his head, and the basket of golden eggs that he would give to all the families. And Jesse and Jonah's house kept flying so high in the air. And because houses get electricity from wires in the streets, the electricity stopped getting to the house because it tore off the wires when the wings of the house flapped and it flew up. And so there was a blackout. And Jesse turned on his flashlight to save everyone from the blackout while his house was just flying. And when Jesse turned on his flashlight, the shape of the flashlight changed, and it went out of his hand. The flashlight became round like a soccer ball or a tennis ball, and it became so light and so hot that it looked like it had fire in it. And it became a mini sun. And as the house was flying and flapping its wings, whenever somebody said, it's too dark here, the sun that used to be Jesse's flashlight would float around the house through the doors, past the hallways, all the way to whatever room the person who said it's too dark in was in. And then it would become light because that flashlight had turned into a sun. But Jesse noticed that they were getting really high. They were getting higher than the clouds. And he wanted the house to park, and he didn't know how to. And Jonah decided that the wings, the golden wings that the house grew, well, that was probably from the golden eggs that they saved up and that they put on the wooden floor. And he thought maybe if he like tickled the wing, then the wing would start to go down. So Jonah put his hand out the window and he started to tickle one of the wings that was flapping. And Jonah saw that when he touched it, the wing disappeared and the house started to fall. And that's when Jesse had an idea. He had one extra golden egg. And so when the house was falling and Jonah was like, oh no, we need the wing to come back, Jesse touched the other golden egg and the wing came back. And then it started flapping up. So Jonah realized that he had to touch the wing or tickle it for it to go away. And that's how Jesse and Jonah ended up getting the house to fly back down. Jonah would touch the wings. The wings would disappear. The house would fall a little bit. And then Jesse would touch the golden egg. And the wings would grow again. And they would flap up. And then Jonah would touch the wings and they would fall down. And then Jesse would touch the golden egg and the wings would reappear and flap. Until finally, Jonah and Jesse saved the day. And they got their house to land back where it's supposed to go. After their house landed back where it's supposed to go, the whole town was looking. And they cheered for Jonah and Jesse because they were the first ones to figure out that those golden eggs that had chocolate inside them and all sorts of special things, that those golden eggs were also a magical instrument that had houses grow wings. And Jonah and Jesse and Steve and Amanda lived happily ever after. The end.
Thanks for listening to Mixed Up Stories. My name is Bonwin. Go to mixedupstories.com. Thank you.